Your mat, and let's come down to the floor, lying on your back, and I'll have you keep your walking utensil close to you when we come up again. So it's interesting. You know, I think sometimes, so often, we think of when pain shows up, that's an indication that something's not working or happening. Not necessarily, right? Sometimes things are just not happening because of outside circumstances, but we really don't have pain or experiencing difficulty. Okay, so today is October, is it the 11th, thank you, 2015, and we're doing lesson number 357. I can't remember what I wrote up. On the knees and elbows, or on the elbows with the knees. So as you lie on your back, after we just explored for a few minutes there walking, draw your awareness and attention to yourself now on the floor, asking yourself, how do I lie on the floor now? So if you felt like similar to me, let's say similar, like, I'm taking a step forward, but I'm not really opening up, probably when you're lying on your back right now, there's more space behind your knees and kind of your thighs, and maybe a little bit bigger arch in the lower back. And what that comes from is just the weight of the legs when you lie on your back. So if the front side is kind of tight, the weight of the legs are going to pull the back forward. Does that make any sense? Because the legs weigh a lot. But if it's long in the front, it doesn't pull on the lower back. Does that make sense, Elizabeth? Okay. So again, you're just sensing, observing what's true or right for you right now. With the back of your legs, with how your pelvis and lower back is resting on the floor. And then traveling up to your shoulder blades and noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, your upper back is resting. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Good. And then lastly, as you bring your head back to neutral, take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing. Again, without changing it or thinking it needs to be different, you're just witnessing your inhalation, your pause, your exhalation, and then the pause. Okay, so before we roll over, we're going to start with, again, awareness and thinking in your mind. So I'd like you to draw your attention to your right hip joint. And thinking of your right hip joint, it's not the area. Often we think it's outside here, the outside of the right part of us, right? So the hip joint is inside. So to get some clarity, let's go ahead and have you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And this position always helps. So with your feet standing, and if you want to use your fingers, that's fine. You can feel on the front of you where those hip joints are, and it's your fingers will actually kind of suck in. It's like little holes, spaces where all of a sudden your fingers can seep in. And this is like so important because your hips are way closer to your spine and pelvis than one thinks, right? It's not way out here, the side of you. That's the side of the femur called the giant trochanter. So does everybody feel that? Get a sense, dig your fingers in there. Find where those hips are. And keep your hands there, actually. Let's do this. So you keep your hands there, your legs standing. And let's just start with the right leg. So you're going to just bring the right knee up in towards your chest. And your fingers will sink in even more. So you really want to look for that hole, that space. Now again, if it's super tight, the sinking doesn't happen too much if you're using your hip flexors a lot. That's it. And then you bring the leg down like you guys all did, which is beautiful. And try it again. Just try it a couple times until you're real clear about where the right hip joint is.
There's a strong muscle there, right?
Right? That's strong. That's
right or to the left of it.
That's your, those are your hip flexors. And like us, Elizabeth, when you've had a knee surgery and stuff, boy, do those puppies want to be tight as a protection.
So it's to the left and to the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when that feels clear to you, but maybe it doesn't yet, go to the left leg. Sometimes if the other leg is clear, right, then it creates clarity for the side that's less clear. But you just want to find... So in a little bit more. Yeah, way in there. Yeah, it's really, really close to the pubic center. And this is what I mean. It's like people are really shocked how far in it is. But just feel when you lift the leg, it softens and you fold there. Right? It's like your fingers just suck in. Everybody feeling that? Starting to get clarity? Yes, no? Sharon, how are you doing? Good. Great. Bonnie?
So I might be in the wrong spot.
Which leg do you want to try first? That one? Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then come in. See?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there. See, it's closer in.
Uh-huh.
In the middle. And the reason it's important to understand why it's closer in towards the pubic bone is when you stand, just like we went through in standing, right? When you stand, it has to be really close to your spine to support your body weight. If it was way out here, can you imagine if you stepped and it was out here, we'd have this strong diagonal force. But the hip joint is so close in, so when you load, the weight goes right up the spine to hold you up. So it makes a lot of sense. Okay, now let's straighten the legs. And with the legs long, based on what you just felt and discovered, do you have a clearer image now with your legs long? Okay, that's where the hip joint is. And then from there, you travel down to sense the whole femur to your knee and into the lower leg and your feet. So they're like lines. Okay, and then the next line that you're going to observe is, I'm going to say the line from your coccyx or tailbone, the very end. So you've got a line all the way up your spine to the base of your neck. And I'm going to leave out the arm lines today. I just want to work with the leg lines and your spine. And we're just going to observe and watch and notice if these lines get longer, perhaps even more straighter, like you might feel some curves or places where things aren't really lined up in yourself. And we'll just see what happens with that. Okay, so I think the easiest way to come onto your hands and knees is really just roll over. And you don't have to then turn your head. So your head is towards the back of the room then. Just roll over and there you are on all fours. Again, please use a blanket or support if need be. It's really important for your knees. So first thing is you're going to get your knees there, and then you're going to place your hands so that the back, I'm going to start with the back of the right hand is down, back of the left hand is inside the right hand. And once you get here, again, I would like you to just explore, and this is really important, this first phase, where the knees line up with, again, the hip joints. So we're just going to take time with this first of all. Okay? So your elbows are wider out to the side, right, so that you can put the back of the hands on the floor. And eventually, you're going to place your forehead down in your hands. And all I would like you to do right now is sense where you place your knees and where you sense your hips. So again, for myself, when I was just down there, I felt as if I was too far forward. It was almost a sense that I was leaning or falling forward onto my elbows and the palms of my hands. Like my butt wasn't really over my hips, it was jutting forward. That's what I experienced. So notice for yourself if that's the same, or if your butt, your pelvis, is right over your knees. Okay? And in doing that, you're going to introduce, which some of you have already done, the top of your, you know, it's like your forehead and the top of your head is going to rest in the back of your hands. Now with your feet, some of you have your toes up, some of you have your feet flat. Let's try your feet, I'm going to say flat. Just let the top of the feet kind of relax as much as you can. Notice if that's not very comfortable, that tells you about your ankles and the tension in your ankles. And from this position, you're going to start to take your pelvis backwards as if your pelvis and your buttocks would come to sit on your heels, but please don't get there right away, right? It's just the direction that you're moving. So you start to take your pelvis back, and as you do, you observe what's happening with your spine, what happens with your cervical spine and your head. And then you come back to the beginning. So it's just a very, very small, slow introduction of taking your pelvis back in the direction of your heels. And one of the most important things you want to start to notice is, again, in the lower back where the pelvis and the spine meet. Notice if you do any rounding there, or do you get long there? And those of us that have had knee issues or surgery, it's difficult to close on the back side of the leg, so that's okay. Just go very gently. Just do, nice Corinne, what you can. Beautiful. If your head leaves your hands, just let it, I'm going to say, kind of drag on the floor, right? So you want to kind of avoid lifting it right now. Beautiful. Okay, let's not be there too long. Go ahead and let that go, and I'll have you roll onto your backs and rest. As soon as you're on your back, just check in and observe, how do you sense the hips now? Your legs, those three lines. Okay, let's go ahead and roll over again. We're going to come back to the same position. And you can continue with the right palm down first if you want to change over and have the back of the left palm down. And as you get into this starting position and you place your head in the back of your hands, one of the things I'd like you to be aware of is that there's not weight in your head. So the weight is really from your elbows through the forearms. You're not putting pressure in your head, okay? So this time what we're going to do is we're going to tuck the toes under, which some of you were doing last time. And then you're going to start with the same movement. So keeping the toes tucked under, you start to take the pelvis back as if you were going to sit on the heels. And then you come back to the beginning. There's no rush and there's really no importance to sit on the heels. It's just the direction. And notice what you're doing with your belly. Do you hold in your belly or can your belly be free? What do you do in your neck, your spine, your breath, and your breathing? So as you take the pelvis back, just notice how that encourages a bend and a fold on the front side of the hip joint. Right? So we're starting in the lesson with kind of like the sitting position that we do. There's lots of bending. And is there anything that could make this movement a little easier, a little softer? Is there a place that you are holding? Nice. Okay. Let it go and let's go ahead and rest on your backs again for a moment. So let's stay on your backs for a moment and see if we can do something that will help this movement. So go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Does it make a little sense that this is the same position as being on your knees in a way? So your knees are pointed now towards the ceiling, but when you bend them like this, right? Does that make any sense? Okay. And bring your palms up to your forehead. Place one palm inside of the other and let your elbows kind of be wide so that they kind of rest on your forehead, right? So this is the same position that you were just in, right? It's learning this spatial kind of awareness, right? If you were just to flop over, there you would go, okay? Okay, so keeping your hands like this, letting the weight of your palms be on your forehead as much as possible and relaxed. Lift your legs, and so your knees are kind of up right over the hip joints. And let your lower legs just dangle, right? Don't need to do any, so you're still bent, Bonnie. Yeah, just like you were, but yeah, right there. There you go. Okay. And now start to bring the knees a little bit closer in towards your chest, right? You're folding. Excellent. And then you start to unfold a little bit. And find the place where you feel the greatest, in a way, ease. So as you let the knees move a little bit away, those hip flexors get involved, right? It gets tight. Again, it has to do with the weight of the legs. So as the knees come a little bit closer towards the belly, right? It's easier to let them stay up there. Find that place. Right? So, and that'll be the same place that when you're on your hands and knees. So just bring them in and bring them away. Nice, Sharon, yeah. Beautiful. And then let that go and rest everything. So legs are long, arms down by your side, and rest. Okay, so we're going to roll over and come back onto your hands and knees, back to the same position. So placing the back of the palms into one another. Elbows out to the side. The weight is on the elbows and the knees, nothing on the head. The head just gently rests inside the back of your hands. Tucking the toes under. And now we're going to start with the right knee. Okay? And what you're going to do is you're just going to begin very, very gently to start to lift the right knee. Okay, so what you're going to start with is the smallest movement. In fact, before the right knee even lifts, and let's say when you lift it, it's just like an inch, okay? But the very first thing that has to happen, like we talked about and I demonstrated in walking, right? Your weight has to shift to the left. It's the same deal. Right? So you've got to load on the left knee and the left hip for the right knee to just lift up. So that's the most important ingredient here, is the clarity that you can bring all your weight into the left hip joint. And there should be, so Bonnie, keep the foot down. There's no reason to lift the foot, just knee. There you go. But make sure it's not going out to the side, right? So when you lift the right knee, there's two ways to do it. Either straight up, which is what I would like, and there's also out to the side. So if you lift out to the side, you're gonna create a rotation in your spine. Versus if you lift the knee straight up, it's more about extension. You get length in the spine. So the moment that the right knee comes up, you're looking for a clarity of loading between the left knee and the left hip joint, and there should be absolutely no pain in your left knee, even if you've had surgery. Okay? Well, for you, minimal. Okay, but... Do you have, are you having, Lynn, because we did this at home. Are you having a lot of pain?
No, it's just more than I used to.
Okay, then here, maybe there's not enough blanket under you. Let's see, First of all, yeah, let me go get you another blanket. So this is why the cushioning under the knees are really important if you have had surgery. And the other thing to pay attention to, Lynn, we worked on this too, is your, now I think your knees are okay, is keeping your knees too close together. Remember, so spread, yeah. Okay, so they're just, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, so if your knees, and I apologize, we did not clarify this earlier. When you've had a knee surgery, it's very common for you to want to pull the knees together instead of keeping them apart, right? Directly under the hip joints. So you just gently lift the right knee and load into the left side. And you just really want to feel solid and secure, because this means then you can load in walking. Excellent. Okay, let's just let that go. Roll onto your backs, lengthen your legs and rest, and let's just see how you feel now. Are you okay there? Okay, great. After doing this with the right leg, compare the right and the left now. So what's happened on the left side? Right, because that's the side that you just introduced loading to. And did something get a little freer, a little longer, a little softer? And again, notice how your legs lie on the floor. There should be a gap between your heels, right? So let's go back to these three lines. Right, so you have the line from your cervical spine to your coccyx is in the middle. And then for your legs, you have these two lines just a couple inches away from that center line, right? Maybe let's say 2 inches, maybe 2.5. And as those lines go out away from you, right, there's a space between your feet and it's maybe a little wider. But if you find that you put your heels together, right, that makes the lines go into like a closed V. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? And try that. Bring the heels together. Feel how much work that is. What do you do inside the groin muscles? And then can you let the heels spread apart and feel the difference there? Right, isn't it amazing how these subtleties of when we start to do work that's unnecessary work. Do you guys feel that difference? It's a lot of work to pull the legs together. Try it again so you're clear. Yeah, feel to maintain. I used to do this when I was a teenager for sunbathing. Remember, lying out in the sun, I used to pull my legs and my toes together, right? So things would get sun evenly. It's so funny what we do. This is a lot of work in the inner thighs and groin. And then when you let it go and you spread the legs apart, the heels, and then let the toes just flop out, the hips are relaxed. Is everybody feeling that? Okay, does that help, Lynn? Because now when you did that, now you feel a difference in this leg, right? Yeah. So you feel how the left leg, there's something a little different. It's a little longer, it's a little softer. Okay, so let's go back over onto your hands and knees. Let's come to the same position. If it's okay, let's continue with the right leg just a little more. Place The forehead down. Elbows comfortable, not too wide. That good place. Make sure the knees are not together. The knees are lined up right with the hip joints, tucking the feet under. Okay, so it's just we're going to build on. So you start to lift the knee, and then at the same time, you're going to lengthen the leg. So it's like your toes slide away from you to become long, and then you're going to bring the knee back to the starting position. So the first part of the movement is your weight shifts to the left, and then you slide the right leg to become long, still on the toes, and then you slide it back up. So you barely lift the knee. In fact, really what you should think about is that you're sliding the leg long, and as you do that, the knee lifts because of that. I added in the first lifting part. But just think now that you're going to slide. Sharon, tuck the toes under. That's why you're having trouble. That's it. That's it. Now that'll make more sense. Just slide back now. But don't even do the lifting, right? Just think slide. I'm going to slide the leg back because the lifting occurs from the sliding. And fully lengthen the leg all the way back so the leg is long. All the way. So the knee becomes fully straight. That's right. You see the knee lifts, the calf, your heel is over the toes, and then you return it. It's a really kind of cool movement. And at the same time, can you feel the length that you get in your spine? So Lynn, toes tucked under. Toes tucked. No. Is it, you can't do,
it hurts my toes. It's
just as straight, like, just try.
Oh, under.
Yeah, under.
Oh, sorry, No wonder
they're cramping. Under. Oh, that's okay. What's gonna add, that should make this knee easier. See, because you have, that's what you've been doing wrong. You need to have weight in your foot.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, it's tons easier.
Yeah. Sorry, I was up at the front of the room and I couldn't see. So now go slow. So shift, yes, shift. Just feel how nice that is. And then it just comes easily back up. Right, so there's looking for the ease. Okay, Corinne, why are you doing the same thing as Lynn? What's tuck that? Toes under.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
And now your knees are too close. There, and then don't let these heels roll out. Okay, so now as this one comes back, see, it's so much easier to load there. But when this is like this, right, there's no support through your foot, right? So easy, slow, yeah, slow. Nice. I'm sorry, is it okay that I touched you like that?
Okay.
It's like, geez, I'm feeling all around your derriere. I didn't ask. Yeah, see how nice that is? Mm-hmm. Okay, and so this is like, for many of us that are in the room, like Elizabeth, skate skiing, right?
Yeah.
This beautiful feeling of extending your leg and how nice it can be. Excellent, you guys, okay. Now, let's let that go once again. Please roll onto your backs and rest again. You know, there's all these incredible subtleties to walking, right? It's one of the things that we do every day, so much of our day, and yet there's, when you break it down, there's a lot of profound little increments that are so important. So again, how is that left leg feeling? What changed from that? So, yeah, I was going to say, Sharon, let's see if we can, right? I mean, it's interesting, the holding there. Now, yeah, now it feels longer, lighter, right?
Yes.
And Elizabeth, especially you, yours is like, when I look at you, it feels like 4 inches longer. I don't know if it feels that way, but.
I felt like this before, and now it feels
Nice. Yeah, so whatever is showing up that feels different and that's changing is important for you, so just notice it. It's when we notice it, it's so valuable. And so we're gonna, in a minute now, we will shift to the other leg, so just think about that for a moment. And then go ahead and roll over. Come to hands and knees again. Each time when you come to this position, it should be getting more and more comfortable, and you're finding it easier to be on the knees and in the hip joints. So remember, toes tucked under. That means that runner position. Right, so now what we're gonna begin with is starting to lift the left knee, right? And again, like for me, this is my challenged knee, my right knee. And what I'm noticing is lifting for me, my left knee feels about 200 pounds more than when I lifted the right knee. And that makes sense, right? Because I like to always lift the right leg and put all my weight on the left side. And part of me doesn't like to go over to the right side. So I'm just articulating things for you to think about. But each time, now that I notice that, it's getting lighter. Right, so then you're not letting your head really rest in your hands. Just let your head, and that doesn't mean be heavy, but let your head just rest comfortably in the back of your hands. The weight should be in the elbows. And in your elbows, some of you might have your elbows a little too wide, so maybe if you pull them in a little bit, you'll feel more secure there. Okay, and let's just add in the second piece. So come back to just neutral, pause. And instead of lifting, I want you to think of sliding and lengthening. Because some of you do a really big movement up in the pelvis, and I'd like it to be a little smaller. So you just slide the left leg to be long. And in the sliding, right, the knee lifts, the heel stays over the toes. You're breathing, and again, you're asking yourself, noticing, witnessing, what is this side like? For some of you, this side's easier, lighter, more comfortable than the other side, and it's in noticing these differences and the distinctions that helps each side learn from the other. Okay, so let's go ahead and pause. Let's roll onto your back and rest, and we'll come over and we'll do two more movements. But let's just see now what happened, right, with the right leg. And it's so interesting because that's the leg, right, that was taking the loading. And as you get more comfortable inside the hip joint to load, it softens and it gets longer. So think about for a moment before we roll over again. Where is there still a place of holding for you? And Elizabeth, it could be your neck, your jaw, somewhere in your belly, your pelvis, shoulders. Yeah, where is there a sense of holding that you become aware of that would be really nice to let go, that doesn't really necessarily need to be there? Okay, let's go ahead and roll over hands and knees again. You guys are doing wonderful. Place your head, your neck, and, you know, again, maybe Elizabeth, not too wide. Like, so if your elbows are straight out, that creates a lot of upper back tension. So it's kind of like a triangle, right? Your elbows, I find if I bring my elbows a little bit more down to the sides, and we've done this on your back, and I call it the hammock position, right? Where your elbows aren't out to the side to support your head, but they're not totally squared down. They're just in this, like a V. And see if that helps with the head and the neck. Tuck the toes under. Get your knees lined up so that they're not too close, they're not too far apart, they're right where they're supposed to be under the hips. And we'll start with the right leg. So you feel the shift in the pelvis so that the right leg can extend. And then you feel the right leg coming back, and you anticipate as the right knee touches. Not only does it touch, but you start to load so that the left leg can lengthen. Then the left leg will come back, and it touches, and it loads. And you really want to go slowly so that you sense, where do you place the knee back down? So that's one of the most critical things. As the knee or knees come up one at a time, you might start to place it too far forward or too far short behind you, out to the side, right? You really want to place that knee back directly under the hip joint so that as you do and you load on it, you feel the loading into the hip, which feels secure for you. And again, this is what's required for walking. Beautiful, Lynn. And then make sure, beautiful, don't let it come in. And a little higher up. Yeah. Now, Elizabeth, and notice with yourself, you're doing great, but when you come up and, you know, bring it up. Yeah, look at how close the knees have gotten. Right? Like there, that, and that is very typical of those of us that have had knee surgery, because we bring the center of gravity more to the center of ourselves. So bring the knee a little bit more out under the hip. There you go. So we're making it about your hip joint and not your knee. Yes. Nice, Corinne. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. And then let's go ahead and let that go. Roll onto your back and rest. And as you're resting and lying on your back, is to begin to again notice, witness how you're lying on your back and the floor now. How does the length of your spine, that line, feel? How do the two lines from your hip joints down to your heels feel now? Have things become clearer for you? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Notice the quality of rolling your head to each side now, as well as starting to bring awareness to your breath and your breathing. And perhaps your breath and breathing has just become more relaxed, more comfortable, larger, more fluid. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll to your sides and come up to standing. We're going to see briefly how standing feels and then go into walking to finish the lesson. So once you're up to standing, come standing off your mat and feel where you're at now, right? So again, for me, I'm way now, got my heels down. Like my heels weren't even present in the beginning. So I feel like I have weight now centered over me. So how is this showing up for you? So what does that mean? It means to me, I'm more in my hip joints now. But again, what do you feel and sense for you? It's very, very unique and individual for all of us. Okay, and now you're going to start to walk, and you know things, but don't make anything happen. It's really important to just observe and say, well, how am I walking now? So what I notice with myself is, can you just give us a minute? Thanks. We'll be done in just a minute. What I notice for myself now is that my leg is now starting to come behind me a little bit more. It wasn't there at all, and now it's beginning to be there. I still take a larger step in front of me, but I'm moving it behind me about half of that step now. Right? So that's how I'm processing. So you just look for, well, what are you doing now? And again, most of us probably didn't have any pain in our hip joints, but does it feel lighter in there? Is there a greater range of how the leg is like a pendulum moving underneath you, forward and back. So is that swinging of the pendulum, has that increased a little bit?